So there'll be times as a believer when we will feel all alone and afraid. And there'll be times as a believer when we're tired and troubled. And there'll be times when we'll be wondering and weary. And the reason why there'll be times like this is because there'll be times when we will seem to stop hearing from God. I'm convinced that God in his sovereignty stops allowing us to sense his nearness so that we will draw near to him. And there are times when we will need his help to make it through the night. And when those moments hit, that is exactly where God wants us to be. If you've ever stayed awake at night worrying or wondering, you can certainly relate to this psalm. Now, Psalm 77 is a psalm written by Asaph, according to Jeduthun. More than likely, Jeduthun would be the musician who either sang this or saw that it was sung in worship. And there is a very important lesson to be gleaned from this psalm. When we are growing faint in our faith because it has been such a long time since we have heard from God, we need to strengthen our faith by prayer and by remembering the sovereign work that God does for his people. The thing that is so refreshing about this psalm is that as great a leader as Asaph was, he still had his own private low moments in his own spiritual life. Every day was not a day when he heard exciting things from God. And there were times in his ministry when he felt all alone. And there were times he wondered if he would ever see God's blessings. It was in those very times when he wrote this psalm, and we may thank God that he did. So there's some parts to this psalm. And the first part is that Asaph cries to God for help. Look at verses 1 and 2. I cry aloud to God, and he will hear me. In the day of my trouble, I seek the Lord. In the night, my hand is stretched out without wearying. My soul refuses to be comforted. The description in these two verses is of a man who is emotionally desperate. Asaph stresses that he was crying to God with his voice. He was in trouble and he was crying out to God for help. He could not sleep at night and was so troubled he didn't even get tired. There's no comfort that he could find in his own soul. There was only one person who could give him that comfort he longed for, and that was God. We read in verse 2, then the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. When we have troublesome days and we need to seek the Lord, the ultimate day of trouble for Israel will be that time of Jacob's trouble, which will be the tribulation. And in that time period, her whole survival will be contingent upon seeking the Lord. There will be times when the sole comforter that we will have will be God. There will be times when God will be the only one who can comfort your soul. Cry out to him. Ask him for help. People in trouble often turn to the wrong things. Turn to God. When babies cry out to mothers, they rush to their child. And so does God to us. But then also, Asaph remembers God and cannot find comfort or sleep. Look at verses 3 through 6. When I remember God, I moan. When I meditate, my spirit faints. Selah. You hold my eyelids open. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I consider the days of old, the years long ago. I said, let me remember my song in the night. Let me meditate in my heart. Then my spirit made a diligent search. There are times when what is happening to us will make absolutely no sense. We may become overwhelmed with the pressure. Asaph knew God was sovereign. Asaph knew God was watching. Asaph knew of the power of God, and he knew God could deliver him, but God was not moving. He seemed to be so silent. There did not seem to be any movement or involvement in the life of Asaph. As a result, he was disturbed and was growing weak in his spiritual life. In fact, he interjects the word Selah, which means he wants us to stop and think about the fact that he was very disturbed and very low because he had not heard from God. According to verse 4, he could not sleep at night, and there were times he could not even speak. Have you ever been there? You are faithful and nothing seems to be happening. You are growing weary and God doesn't appear to be anywhere near. And while Asaph was in that condition, there were three mental actions that he took. He thought about the blessings he had seen in years gone by. He remembered the times when he could sing at night. He meditated on the things of God with his heart. And what is very critical to observe about this is that when you find yourself in a low moment, a critical key is what you are thinking about with your mind. when fall into some rut, we need to follow the same formula as Asaph. We need to remember times when we have seen God bless us. We need to remember times when we were happy and singing, and we need to meditate on the Word of God. But then Asaph asks questions of God. Look at verses 7 through 9. Will the Lord spurn forever and never again be favorable? Has his steadfast love forever ceased? Are his promises at an end for all time? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up his compassion? Selah. Asaph had an honest relationship with God, and he was not afraid to ask questions of God. One commentator observed that some of the questions Asaph asked shows he had absurd thinking. And he asked these questions. He says, will God reject Asaph forever? Will God ever favor Asaph again? Has God's loving kindness been removed from Asaph forever? Has God's promises come to an end for Asaph? Has God forgotten to be gracious to Asaph? Has God withdrawn compassion for Asaph and replaced it with anger? When you're in trouble and not hearing from God, you can begin to think like this. As Spurgeon said, you can think and act in ridiculous ways. In fact, according to verse 10, you can begin to think that you are a problem and you have done something to change the right hand of God's blessings into cursings. So look at verse 10 with me. He says, then I said, I will appeal to this, to the years of the right hand of the Most High. And so Selah makes us to stop and think about it. But then Asaph remembers the mighty works of God. Look at verses 11 and 12. He goes on and he says, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old. I will ponder all your work and meditate on your mighty deeds. These verses give tremendous insight into getting out of a spiritual rut. Give careful thought and meditation on the wondrous works of God and that are described in his word. It is by thinking about the greatness of the sovereign and powerful God that one begins to be helped in difficult times. And as we read the word and meditate on the things of God, our faith will be strengthened. Now, the Hebrew words in verse 12, meditate and muse, is a word that presents the idea of thinking about divine things and thinking, talking to yourself about divine things. So a critical key to getting out of a spiritual rut is to ponder on the mighty works of God with your mind and talk to yourself about them with your mouth. And then Asaph expresses a confidence in God. Verses 13 through 20. Your way, O God, is holy. What God is great like our God? You are the God who works wonders. You have made known your might among the peoples. You, with your arm, redeemed your people, the children of Jacob and Joseph, Selah. When the waters saw you, O God, when the waters saw you, they were afraid. Indeed, the deep trembled. The clouds poured out water. The skies gave forth thunder. Your arrows flashed on every side. The crash of your thunder was in the whirlwind. Your lightnings lighted up the world. The earth trembled and shook. Your way was through the sea, your path through the great waters. Yet your footprints were unseen. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. So here's a key part to the psalm. Asaph has gone from doubting to trusting, and it has happened because he let his mind reflect on the greatness and majesty of God. He comes to some conclusions. He concludes that God's way is holy and God is great. We need to realize that God is great and a holy God, no matter what he permits to happen in our lives. And then God's work is a wondrous work of redemption. God has made known his strength among his people. He redeemed Israel from Egypt by his power, after they had been slaves for over 400 years. Selah is for us to stop and think about this. If God can redeem an entire nation and save them from their condition, he is certainly capable of saving us from our situations and troubles. And then God's power is seen in and by creation. God's majestic power is seen in the deep water, and it's seen in the clouds that produce rain, and it's seen in the lightning, and it's seen in the roar of the thunder, and it's seen and felt in earthquakes. And then God's power is illustrated by Israel. God has led Israel every step of the way of her existence. He sent Moses and Aaron to go get Israel and bring her out of Egypt, and he displayed his awesome power in the process. If God is able to do that for a nation, he's certainly able to help his people as individuals. So here's some thoughts. No matter how spiritual we think we are, we will have low moments in our spiritual lives. And a critical key is to keep getting out of spiritual depression is to talk with God. And a critical key to getting out of spiritual depression is to meditate and reflect on the greatness and power of God.